Jean-Paul Walden is the former general manager of the Vogue Theater. He reflects on his experiences with the iconic neon sign.
When I was running the Vogue, I had to dabble with the neon constantly. It was sort of my pet project. I loved the effect it had turning it on at night. And so I would work with it the best I could because it's a very expensive project.
Granville Street has changed dramatically in the years since Jean-Paul left the Vogue in 2006. Thinking back to his time working there in the early 2000s, Jean-Paul recalls a very different downtown core.
I remember working at the Vogue, and Seymour was dicey then. I mean, I know that unfortunately, the prostitution ring had sort of moved into Seymour Street, so I remember walking down Seymour, and it was a little sketchy. Now it's the complete opposite.
Life on the street has also changed since the days Jean-Paul worked at the Vogue. He recalls his relationships with people who lived in the alleys behind the theater.
There were a number of street people that lived in that alley, so you'd have to learn to deal with that and work with that and work with them. Because essentially they were the caretakers of the street at night, however they wanted to. So you, particularly with the Vogue, which opened its doors in the alley, so half of its traffic came in from the back door. So I would try and work with these people because they had an understanding of what was going on, and they became a bit of the stewards of the street and my protectors at times, and would be warning me of certain things because they knew the streets better than anybody, frankly.
We now experience a more cleaned-up Granville Street than the one Jean-Paul remembers from the early 2000s. He has mixed feelings about the change.
Whether it's shifted for the better, I suppose so. Is it more interesting? I wouldn't say so, because I do find that street life and that organic kind of existence very real. And we have this ability in Vancouver, I suppose, to just wipe it clean and push it away, and as opposed to really working with it and understanding it and taking on the responsibility of what we've created as a society instead of sweeping it underneath to the next street.